Kevin Milne is with us this morning. Morning, Kev.
Yeah, g'day, Jack. Your roots are being disturbed.
Yeah, they are a little bit. I mean, look, I'll be back to Christchurch plenty, I'm sure. But, yeah, it's a bit of a weird thing, to be honest.
Yes, I imagine that. Yeah.
No, but it's all right. Onwards and upwards. It's a part of the world I love. So, like I say, I'm sure I'll be down there plenty of times. Now, you had a nice little reaction this week, Kevin, to the story you brought us about that old hotel sign you discovered.
Yeah, last week I talked about this old sign I'd found clearing out my garage. It was out of an old Wellington hotel, the Alhambra, which shut down nearly 60 years ago. I mentioned the last licensee's names, Colleen and Brian McCauley. Well, three relations independently contacted me, delighted to hear their aunt and uncle's names on the radio. One, Michelle, even came over to photograph the sign, came around here. And it struck me what pleasures there can be clearing out your garage.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff I found, everything from magic lanterns over a century old, the precursor to slide projectors they were, to a big heavy brass ammeter, which first measured electric current in the 1890s, all went on trade me and is now someone else's treasure. But the most glorious items to come out of the garage were a couple of huge antique lead light lamps, which apparently once hung above Wellington's old majestic ballroom. Like so much else in the garage, I'd bought them at an auction and stored them till I could find a use. Well, no use arose, so when I pulled them out a few weeks ago, they were filthy with a decade's dust, covered in bird dung. Birds often fly into my garage and they used to perch on these things. And, of course, they weren't working. But when I cleaned them up, oiled the wood, fixed the wiring, they were blooming gorgeous.
Yeah.
Time to consult the wife. Where in the house could we hang these? This was no simple question, Jack. Each was over a metre long and half a metre in diameter. There was no argument for a change. There was no place for two huge antique hanging lights in our modern house. Then my wife comes up with, "You've done such a great job clearing out the garage. Why don't you hang them out there?" This was a preposterous idea, insane. But whatever it was that was affecting Linda's brain started affecting mine. And last week, we had the electricians over fitting these heavy, massive lead light lamps into our large, high, but otherwise garagey garage. The electricians thought we were nuts. They were right. They reckoned they'd be the most ludicrously over-the-top garage lights in the country. They took photos because no one back at their office would believe them. Anyway, Jack, we now park the car in what can best be described as a cross between a garage and Notre Dame Cathedral. If we reversed out the car, you could get married in there. And no need for flowers when you've already got the fragrance of CRC and hoof oil. Now it's just a matter of sticking a pair of decent subwoofers out there, and we'll throw in a reception for you as well, Jack.
Ah, that is so good, Kevin. Goodness, how big is your garage?
It is a large. It is a large garage, and it's high, so it can accommodate these big lights without you knocking into them all the time.
Oh, that is just fantastic. And how wonderful that the family from that sign heard us last week and were able to get in touch.
Yes, that's one of the delights about being on the show, of course.
Yeah,
and it does happen not infrequently, eh? People ring up and there's a real connection with the stuff you're talking about.
You know what? I think we're just very lucky not only to have this show, but in a place like New Zealand. You know, it's the perfect size where actually, you know, you can hear that sort of thing on the radio. You can track down Kevin Milne easily enough, and there you go. You know, it's just
absolutely. And Kevin Milne's going to talk to you, and if you want to come round, you come round, and all that sort of stuff.
Nah.
Yeah, I love that about New Zealand.
I really do too. Hey, you enjoy your weekend, Kev.
Okay, thanks, Jack.